Toronto's one and only Zoomer Radio. Fun, fun, fun. The Beach Boys and Chuck Berry, Johnny B. Goode on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Depends on your perspective. There's still a month to go before Toronto gets a new mayor, or only a month left to make up your mind about who should lead our great city. We've been showcasing the top contenders here on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. And today we welcome and thank mayoral candidate Brad Bradford for making time, especially since these are extra busy days with three debates set for today alone. Good to have you here, Councillor Bradford.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, there is no doubt, Councillor Bradford, that you are in the top six contenders. Top six out of 102 candidates. That's pretty good. How do you break through? What are you thinking now in the final 4 weeks, the final month, to get your message out there to break through and hit the top, which is obviously your goal?
Yeah, we're running to win. And, you know, I'd love to be the mayor of Toronto and continue to do the work for all the great people that call this city home. We're out there every single day, and we're listening to Torontonians, having thousands of conversations. And I hear time and time again that the city has never been less affordable and more expensive. It doesn't feel as safe as it used to. Community safety is very important, and it's never been harder to get around the city. So we have a message for folks. It's about less talk and more action from City Hall. I'm an urban planner by training. I used to work in the chief planner's office. And, you know, for me, it was frustrating because I saw a lack of accountability. I saw divisional silos and this pervasive viewpoint that whatever doesn't get done today can get done tomorrow. That's not what Torontonians expect. Councillors are constantly engaged in endless debate, deferral, and delay. And as a result, we don't see the type of action on those key issues of affordability, community safety, and unlocking gridlock. So I am running to be a strong mayor of action, determined to address those issues and make a real difference for Torontonians.
Okay, I want to piggyback on what Janie was asking you. Right now, Olivia Chow is the candidate to beat, if you believe the polls. So give me some thoughts on that, and why are you the better choice?
Well, you know, Olivia is very nice, and we've had some conversations in passing on the campaign trail, but I think the risk for Torontonians is this will be more of the same. You know, a career politician who has spent her time engaged in many of the problems that are facing the city right now. And so I have been calling on Olivia to be honest with Torontonians about just how expensive she is going to make this city. We've run the numbers on some of her proposals, and you get to a 20% tax hike pretty quickly. I asked her at the last debate, I said, you know, Olivia, how high are you going to raise people's taxes? And it's, you know, we don't get any clarity on that issue. And I would be, you know, deeply concerned about an Olivia Chow mayoralty at a time when the city has never been more expensive. The idea of a 20% tax hike on families, on seniors with fixed income, on new Canadians, people cannot afford that. We need responsible government that is going to focus on the priorities and a recognition that we can't be everything to everybody. There are real financial challenges. None of the other candidates are talking about it. They're making a lot of promises, but Torontonians are smarter than that. They're not going to have the wool pulled over their eyes. We need to be honest with people about the costs and fight for affordability.
Okay, now we did ask Olivia Chow when she joined us about the property tax situation. And she said that she would impose a property tax increase, but in tandem with getting a federal deal, saying that as an MP for all those years on Parliament Hill, she has the connections to do that. And yet, when you're out on the campaign trail, you're not saying that. It feels a little bit like you're trying to scare voters into not voting for Olivia Chow and voting for you instead.
No, to be honest, I don't think voters should vote for Olivia Chow. I do think they should vote for me instead. It would be very challenging for this city and for Torontonians if they were forced with a 20% property tax increase. Folks don't have a lot of extra money right now. You know, it's not just the costs here in the city. It's the cost of groceries. You know, it's the cost of interest and financing on the mortgage. It's rent that continues to grow up. So you have to think about cost and cash flow and all the expenses and the challenges facing Torontonians right now. And, you know, with all respect to Olivia, she's been out of this space for quite a while. And I am hearing from thousands of Torontonians every day, we don't need yesterday's leaders for today's problems and challenges. We need folks who are plugged in and engaged and understand the issues of affordability. And the answer to the affordability crisis is not to jack people's taxes by double digits. And so, you know, the reality is the things that Olivia has put in the window to pay for all of these promises, they don't add up. It's a drop in the bucket in comparison to the promises that she's making. And so that means she is either going to break those promises or Torontonians need to buckle up for double-digit property tax increases. And I just think seniors on fixed incomes, young families, new Canadians, they cannot afford that right now.
Okay, so I just want to cut in there. I just want to cut in, Brad, and I just want to ask you one quick question before we let you go. So, you know, historically you've been closely aligned with John Tory, and you're saying you don't want yesterday's politicians running, you know, tomorrow's government in the city. So, again, how are you separating yourself with the John Tory team and the good old days? How are you driving it forward when so many people still see you as aligned with how he did his politics?
Well, you know what? I think the city is at a breaking point, and the world that we're living in today is very different than, you know, even a couple of years ago. And when it comes to affordability and community safety and unlocking the gridlock, Torontonians cannot afford to wait anymore. It is a crisis in many respects. So I will be a strong mayor of action. I'm not afraid to make a decision. And I think what I've seen, both as someone who worked in the chief planner's office and now as a councillor, you know, the joke at City Hall is the best way to get reelected is to do nothing at all. I think Torontonians are tired of politicians that don't make decisions and won't drive action on the issues that matter most. So, you know, I'm being very honest and transparent with people. If you want to see action on housing and affordability and community safety and unlocking the gridlock, I'm not going to be one of those politicians who just waves the white flag and gives up on these issues that matter so much to people. You will see an assertive mayor who is going to move the needle on these files, because the city can't afford to wait any longer.
Toronto mayoral candidate and Beaches East York City Councillor Brad Bradford.